As we've been reporting, bus service has been reestablished between the Indian and Pakistani sides of Kashmir. It's a sign of the reconciliation between the two countries. Yesterday, two buses traveling in opposite directions crossed what's called the line of control and arrived safely at their destinations. That's despite an attack on passengers on the Indian side the night before the bus left and a grenade explosion along the way. Miranda Kennedy watched the bus from Pakistan pull into the capital of Indian Kashmir.
It seemed like all of Kashmir was holding its breath for the buses to deliver their passengers safely across the line of control. Along the bus route, villagers poured onto the road to throw flowers at the passing buses. Homes and shops along the road are painted with a fresh coat of green, the color of Islam. In Srinagar, shops are decorated with lights, and traffic came to a complete standstill for most of the day, partly because security was so high. Here at the Centaur Hotel, a marching band waits outside in crisp red uniforms. And in the lobby, families clad in their best clothes wait nervously for their relatives from Pakistan. It's the first time they've been allowed to cross over by land without passports in almost six decades. Altaf Bach, a spectacled professor at Kashmir University, is waiting for his brother. He hasn't seen him in 20 years. He's finding it hard to stay calm.
Half of my family is there. My uncle is there. My auntie was there. My brother is there. My cousins are there. We are just divided. I have tried for about 10 years for passport.
So what's the first thing you're going to say to your brother?
Thank God, Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. That is the first thing. God bless you. Allah aapko salamat rakhe.
When the first passengers arrived in Pakistan, they knelt to kiss the ground. Here on the Indian side, passengers raise their hands in victory and push out of the bus into the arms of their relatives. Many are crying.
He's my brother! He's my brother!
Tears streaming down his face, Altaf grabs his brother in a bear hug. His sisters are weeping into their headscarves. Their brother missed the funerals of both his mother and his father, but he's made it home in time for his grandson's wedding. The passengers' arrival was a relief for everyone, especially leaders in India and Pakistan. The night before the bus was to make its journey, militants attacked the passengers. The building where they were staying was burned to a blackened shell, but everyone survived. And violence is just one of the hurdles this bus has had to overcome. For years, it's been stopped by a stalemate in the peace process between nuclear neighbors India and Pakistan. Now the governments say the bus's successful journey proves their commitment to people-to-people contact between Indians and Pakistanis. They say the service will take passengers across every 2 weeks. That's good news for Zohar Khan, who lives near the line of control on the Indian side. He's never even met a lot of his family. After he heard about the militant attack, he was worried that the bus trip would be called off and he wouldn't get to meet his uncle.
I was so happy when I saw this man come off the bus, I couldn't control myself. I just wept when I saw this man I'd never even met before. There's a lot of family resemblance, and I recognized him from photos. So I said to him, I think you're my uncle, and I gave him a big hug.
Now Zohar's going to take his uncle home to meet the rest of his family and feed him a huge Kashmiri meal. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Srinagar.